On Shabbos,
let it take off the table, or the atzomas, the bones, and the klipin, the shells that are on the table. His posha b'shami holds it's not muksa. He doesn't hold for muksa. Therefore, let it take it off on Shabbos. So drashi mavir means biyadayim yala shuchim. With your hands, after you guys finish eating, you could clean off the table. Atzomas drashi koshon she'enon ruin lekelif. That's Rashi Shita. Even though it's not roy for kelif tidit, still he holds this muksa. Taisus dingzich. Taisus says that some of the klipim. Taisus like your perish akunch the perish afilu koshin ben ruin lachila. The haitana arminu begemara the Rebbe Shimon tzirulei. Our Gemara says the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon boy lechol apokos ruyas lamaychol behema. According to Rebbe Shimon, even though he's mekel a muksa, but it has to be roy for something. A bone has to at least be roy for a kelef tidit. The tani marvir malashurim perurim. They show maychol behema. Look at the Gemara kavosei. And Allah, we hold like Taisus. That the bones are not muks, it's only if it's roi, you are called upon it for a behemoth to eat it. You can give it to a dog to eat. So since a behemoth could eat it, it's not called muks according to Reb Shimon. Vaito Beisilu Aymrim Beisilu says no. Misalek es hatav lekula umanara. You have to pick up the whole tablecloth, the way it is, with the bones on it, and then you shake off the tablecloth later. Because you're not allowed to touch muks itself. That's Beisilu. So drashu beisulim and masalak at the tablo sheyesh teres kli alehel. Hey, the tablecloth itself has a shame kli on it, so you could pick up the tablecloth. Avolo yitata la klipim v'yodaim. You can't touch the shells itself. Krev Yehuda. But zechura the have at least one sheet. The beisul holds like Krev Yehuda. He holds from the yisra muksa, so you can't touch it. But if you only touch the tablecloth, that's called the tiltum in atzad. You're only touching the tablecloth. And you're shaking off the dirt, that's mutter, because it's called the tzarech dovra mutter. If you want to have a clean table to use it again, so you're allowed to clean off the table. But not touch the muksa directly, just shake it off. Vaita ma'avirin milfnei ha'shulchan pirurin pochos mikizayis. If you have small pieces of bread left over challah on the table, even though it's less than the kizayis, you're allowed to touch it with your dime. So Rashi ma'avirin me'al ha'shulchan stomach. This is a stomach according to everybody, Rashi learns. Is perugra and pochus mikazayis, because shchein kazayis go for a time with shehein meichel behema. His avada, if it's a bigger piece, mustam kazayis means even people will eat it. But even if you have small crumbs that people won't eat anymore, but our kol ponim is not muksa, because it's roy for behema to eat it. Vaita vesar shel afunim vesar adoshim. These are beans, the outside shell of the bean. If you have it, it's also muta to touch. Mevnei shu meichel behema, because it's also meichel behema. Trashi shabitim, that's like the zangin, the outside shaft, shall kitnias from beans. Shakitnias godu behem. It's the shaft that the beans grow in, so that's not muksa, because behemoth could eat it. So if you have some of that on your table, you could take it off the table on Shabbos. Svug, what about a sponge? Im yesh loy or beisachizo mekanchen boy. If around the sponge there's a handle made out of or skin, then you're allowed to use it to clean with on Shabbos. V'yim lav, if there's no handle on the sponge, then ein mekanchen boy. Then you're not allowed to use the sponge to clean the table with. So drashi, or beis achiza shel or sheyachzeno boy. If there's a handle made out of or leather on the sponge, then mekanchen boy tavli. You can clean off the table with the sponge. But if it has no a handle, ein mekanchen boy. Because when you hold the sponge, nischat ben espoisa. Then like a sick ratio, as soon as you touch it, you come to squeeze out the water in the sponge. That's why you're not supposed to use the sponge. If there's a handle on the sponge, so then when you move it, you don't have to squash it out. The holding it itself doesn't make it squash out. And that what means makanchen by avara doesn't mean with pressure to press down. It just means you could just clean up a little bit. Because it's not a sick ratio, you have to squeeze it out. But as a sponge without a handle, you're not supposed to use it on Shabbos because it's a psik resh, you're going to squeeze out the juice that's inside it. You're allowed to touch Rashi kishu noguf, means when it's dry. So there's no shayla of schita, you're not coming to squeeze it out. So just off the kli, it has a shame kli, a sponge. A dry kli you could touch. But it doesn't have a shame kli, it's not makabu tumma. It has none of the tznoyim of a shem kli. It's not an eitz, it's not a beged, it's gone a sponge. A sponge is not makabel tumah. Something more. Om Rav Nachman, on the way in Lonu, our girsa should be like this. Ela beisham make Reb Yehuda. In the Mishnah, beisham is the one that says that you can't take off the bones and the shells. the Yevdavka after shake the table cloth, because Beshami holds Muksa like Reb Yehuda, or Beisilu like Reb Shimon, but Beisilu the Tanakam of the Mishnah, and that's why we paskin like the first Shita, because we hold like Rav Nachman really is Beisilu that's saying the first Shita, that Mavirim Mealashuchen Atzomas Oklipin, you let to take off the table these bones and these shells. And we also hold like Tosfos Shita that these bones means bones that are called upon him Roi for a behemoth eat. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, there's no Issa Muksa on it. So you can take off the table, you can take off the small crumbs. So the more Messiah of Rabbi Yechanan, it's right to Rabbi Yechanan, the Yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Pirurin, Shein, Bohen, Kezayis, also Liavdin, Biyad. You're not allowed to throw them away. Even though it doesn't have the Kezayis, still it's you shouldn't throw it away. That's a deek for the Mishnah, Masha Mavirin, you're supposed to take it off, clean it off the table, and not like stand throw it away. Rashi also loved him biyad, midiktoni mavirin biyadayim, v'leizorik lu. It says, Loshin, you should take off the crumbs off the table. Mashmi, not let a stamp throw it away. Can't just stop, pick them up and throw it in the air. Throw them away. He says, it's also, you know, also liabdim biyad. You can't just stop, throw it away. Right, the sa shalifan. So the Mishnah says, if you have shift on the table, you let it take it off. Mani, right, Reb Shimon, he goes according to Reb Shimon, the lesle muksa. Beans are omit for people tidus. So Erev Shabbos was omit for person tidus. Now on Shabbos the shaft came off the bean. So on Shabbos first the shaft now became a Michael Behemah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda that will be lost. It lies like Neulid. You can't touch it. But according to Rabbi Shimon it's not called Neulid. Since the shaft, the ma'isa, was here, so it's not called muksa. So according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. The Mishnah goes according to Reb Shimon. So the Mora B'zoi Eim is safe. What does the safe of the Mishnah say? Svug, if you have a sponge, im yesh loy beis achiz v'makanchen boy. If it has a handle made out of leather, you could touch it. V'im lav, you could use it. V'im lav, it doesn't have a handle to the sponge, ein makanchen boy. You can't use the sponge. Why? Because we're afraid when you're using the sponge, you're going to squeeze out the water. It'll be over in Issa Schita. The Chur of the Shalwa should not be Mechavan though for the Schita. So also Reb Yehuda. The Chur, this part of the Mishnah only goes according to Reb Yehuda that holds the Yomar, Dov, Hashem, Mechavan also. Because if not, you're not Mechavan to squeeze out the sponge. Mashma, you just don't want to clean off the table. Labdav could press down to squeeze it out. So just I'm using the sponge, you don't have Kavanah to make the Schita. So why is it also? It has to be according to Reb Yehuda. So that's a stira. You're telling me now the middle part of the Mishnah, the Shef, that says it's not Muksam, goes according to Reb Shimon. So how could the same time now hold like Reb Yehuda in the gate of Dov Hashem Skaven? And the Gemara, no. B'ho atah yafilu Reb Shimon Moida. In the case of using a sponge, even according to Reb Shimon, it's also to use a sponge on Shabbos. The Abaye v'rova d'yam ritavayum. Moida Reb Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yomis. Both Abaye v'rova both say that Reb Shimon is Moida. That even though Dov Hashem Skaven is mutam, that's only where it doesn't bedavka have to happen. It's not a psik reisha. That lush in the head is not chopped off, that it has to die. But where it has to happen, then according to Reb Shimon also asks the Dov Hashem Miskaven. So when you use a wet sponge, it has to be that by touching it, the juice will come out of it. So that's why it's also even according to Reb Shimon. So the Marahani, Garina, and the Tamri. You have the pits of dates. You have date pits. Arma, Armiaisa. Trashi, Shel Tumor, Behem, Lebehema. Garinim, Shel Tumor, Behem, Lebehema. The pits of dates usually is called the Maicha Behema. Behema will eat it. Of our mice as a trashy means tomoyim royim, their date tame. O machilam at tomorrow atzim le behemah. These bare dates, the Bailam even gives the goof of the date to the behemah. Hilkach agav imay le behemah nami kaimi. Therefore, the date is oimer to be given to a behemah. Therefore, it's not called muksa, because it's oimer to be given to a behemah. Yeah. Sahani garina de tamri yarmaisa. We have the dates of bare, the pits of bare dates. Is sharla totinu. You're allowed to be metaltler on Shabbos no muksa. Because it's roi, because agav iman, has even the food itself of the date you give to the animal. So, Mel, this thing is not muksa. Or the parsaisa, Shrashi means tomorrow toivim. What about the pits of good dates? Shrashi ain v'e machil noisin l'behema. The date itself, if it's good, you don't give it to behema, so I'm it for nodem. It's also to touch it. So the chura, this halacha has to even go according to Reb Shimon. So this is Shemin. Why should this be also according to Reb Shimon? What do you say here? Doesn't say. Vayter Shmuel metaltelu agav riftam. or Shmuel was machmen, he didn't touch it itself. They only touched it agav rifta. Means right, says even the dates that are oimed to give to behema, still the pits he didn't touch himself. He only touched an agav rifta. So the thing, the way Rashi learns that this is shvelo. The way Rashi learns this gemara should only be according to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, the pits, if you always give the pits to behema, it's only a shaila since it's good dates or bad dates. Just the food you give to another, but the pits you always give to behema. So according to Rabbi Shimon, both cases should be mutter. I think Allah, we hold a little different, the pshat is. We hold the pshat is that these bad ones, you don't even give it to a behemoth to eat. So that's why it's muksa. The good ones. You don't even feed it to a behemoth. Mashenkin, the bad ones, you feed to a behemoth. And Allah, that's the ma'is. Like, if there's dates that we do feed to behemoths, that behemoths are roi to eat it, it's talking not muksa. But if you have dates that is not, you don't give it to a behemoth, or there are no behemoths around, it's not a derech to give the dates to a behemoth, like this man is there. Our date pits, we don't give to animals to eat. What we do with it, we throw it out. So men achlami, then the pits are muksa. So that they say, Shmuel really was a machum here. Shmuel says he's a metaltlu agav rifta. Shmuel, the Allah has brought that even though he did it in a place where they give the pits to animals to eat. So really it wasn't muksa. But he was machme because some places they don't give the pits to animals to eat. So in that place it was muksum. So he was machme on himself, he's only metaltlu agav rifta. Means he picked up the date and put it on top of the bread. So like you made a tutum in atzad. But Allah, it depends. If it's a mokum that the dates you feed to animals, it's not muksum. You let it touch it. But like this man is there in our houses, all the dates we don't give to animals, we just throw them out, they're blind muksum. So you shouldn't touch the pit by itself. No, the yetzer is a tiltum in atzad. Either take a knife and take it off, or the napkin, take it off, but don't touch it directly. So the more Shmuel timely. That Shmuel put the pit on top of the bread and move the pits with the bread, goes the timely. The Yomar Shmuel. Oisa Odom called Tzorkai Mepas. A person could do anything he wants with bread. Rashi called Tzorkai, Mishtamish Boy Vienka Mishum Bizoyin, Omamcheya Batavshal. It's not called the Bizoyin HaMeichel, and if you want to, you could use bread for a spoon. You'll have to put the bread in the soup and even suck up, or Omamcheya Batavshal, Mamas mix it up in the Tavshal. There's no wisdom. Abi, you're not being making the bread meis, that's not edible. Then it's Baltashkis. But calls the money not making meis, the bread is edible, because you want to do trochim with it, it's mutter. Here also, we just don't carry the pit, agav the bread. He wasn't mamayis, the bread is mutter. So the more rabba metaltalu agav lakanya demaya. Rabba was metaltal these pits on top of a glass of water. Right to the same shot. Mikra radini held it was mutter. Just since some people don't give these pits to animals, it looks like muksum. Therefore, he didn't touch it directly. He touched it with a cup of water. Ravuna b'Rabbi Yeshua Ovid lu kigrav sharei. He didn't know. He made a lot of pits come in front of him, and then it looks very, very meis. And that's the cloud. When you have something meis in front of you, through Rabbona Wamata Muksa, you allow to take something that's very meis in front of you and take it away. So one pit by itself is not so meis. But he made that he ate a few pits and left a few of them right in front of him. That looked very meis. He had a heta to take it out. Omalei Rav Ashi lameimor of the chiyosin grav sharei lechatchila. That's a heta b'dieved. If you have a meis azach, you let it carry it away. But matchila not allowed to do such a tanai to make meis in front of you. So meilas, that's not the best etzah to leave them, put them down right in front of you today. That when they pile up, there'll be so much then you can take it away. That's not such a good etzah. Drashi Grav Sharei means serve from the front of him. He gathered them together in front of him. Kishoichel Atamar, when he was eating the dates. Achin Amosves Beinav, till it became so many, it became meis in front of him. Then Venoit the Noisim in front of him, he took it away from front of him. Kigrav Sharei, like the bowl of Reya. Venoisim the Behemah, he gave it to his Behemah. Says Vaiti Rashi L'Shitosoi, that Rashi Yolzi were talking about, even though the pits are edible, but since the date was aimed for an Odom Teet, it lives Muksa. So therefore, what he did with them after he held was muksa, the Rashi Shittim. Therefore, the way he took it was he made it look like a misa zach, and then he picked it up to give it to his behemoth to eat. More than the kashran that is, you're not supposed to do that metchila. Metchila, you shouldn't make something to be misa in front of you in order to have heta to carry it out. So therefore, Rav Ashi zorak lehu belishnei. As Rav Ashi, after he got finished eating the pit, he didn't take it out and put it into his hand. He spit it away with his mouth. Zorok le belishne, with his teeth, with his long tongues, with his tongue, he threw it away. Shrashi zorok le belishne el eivra shulchan, the other side of the shulchan in the back of him. Samila didn't have to come to take it with his hands. Rav Papa zorok le achuri amita. same thing. A strashu shumesev aleha. Amol, they didn't eat on a table. They ate on a lying down on the bed. So he threw it in the back of the bed, so he doesn't have to come and take it away. Omru olav arav zechaya ben avkulas. Shoye marzi upon it. The same thing. He would turn his head around. Achuri amita, the back of the bed was orkan. He would throw it away. Kedei, he shouldn't have to pick it up with his hands. That's the best idea. You shouldn't have to come to pick up muksos with your hands, that while it's in your mouth, put it in a place you won't have to touch it anymore. But Bizman is there, that the shalva is that the pits, the chura pits are muksa today, because today we don't do anything with the pits, we just throw them away. So Nechlami, after you put them in your plate, you shouldn't touch it with your hands. The answer is, if it's in the plate, you're allowed to pick up the old plate and throw it away. That's called tiltum and atzad. Or else we say, with a napkin, wipe it off the table into another plate. But not to touch it directly with your hands. Hadron alecha noit l'adam abinoi. Espanai. Kizak the Mishnah. Chavyes shenishbru. If a chavyes, a barrel of wine, broke on Shabbos. And it's a question now, you want to come to save the wine, you have to get a lot of barrels together to save it. Is matzilan hemenu mozen shalasudis. The Rabbanim are only matzil you to save just enough wine you need for shalasudis. But not more. And the chash is, because if you're going to take more, we're afraid you become bold and you come to be over Nisa deraisa. Therefore, we're not matthew to save more than three suds. Rashi, v'yafilu b'kelim harbi, even if you have to have a few kelim to collect the wine in. Dilu b'chad monagus, if you have one barrel in front of you, amrina b'chol kisvi akoydish to come with the boy matzom. Them shit, there's no issue, stop letting it get ruined. Like if you have the one barrel there, and this one barrel will take in all the wine that's falling down, so pshiti you can save as much as you want. There's no issa. The issa is you have to go look around for small kalim, so we're afraid when you start looking around and you don't find enough kalim to save all the wine, you go and carry through the Rishus Rabin. Therefore, the Rabbanu Roni Mekel to collect enough small kalim just to collect for three sudas. You're allowed to tell other people also after you collected your three sudas. You can tell other people, they can also come and collect three sudas worth of yayin. You shouldn't use a sponge to clean up the wine. You shouldn't put a sponge in the place where the wine is. That after the sponge gets filled up with the wine, you'll take the old sponge and throw it into the kli. Well, it's exera shemi yischa. It's exera. Maybe you come to squeeze out the sponge. So therefore, we're not supposed to use the sponge in saving the wine. Hu adin vayshlo yisliyim. Ain soichtin es haperos. You're not allowed to squeeze peros on Shabbos loitzimi and mashkin to take out the juice. Not allowed to squeeze an orange on Shabbos to get the juice out of it. Trashi why ain soichtin es haperos to hevelay mefarik. It's a malacha of mefarik, which is a told of the disha. That's the told that the Av Malacha is Disha. Disha, what Disha? You have the Tfua, and you're chopping it up to get the kernels out of the shift. I mean, you want to get Neuchel out of the shift. So here also, you're getting the Mashka out of the Guf HaPri, that's called Mefarik. You're separating, you're making an Neuchel. You're making something that wasn't here before, like the shift. When the kernels are in the shaft of the wheat, it's not called the oichel is here. By knocking off the shaft and getting the kernel, that's called you got a oichel out of here. Same thing here also, you don't have juice now. When you're squeezing the juice out of the pre, it's called now you're creating juice out of the pre, that's called mefarik, which is a told of visha. Yes, so it's usher to squeeze peris on Shabbos. We'll soon see which peris. V'yim yotzu meyatzman, what about by itself the juice came out? You have grapes, and by itself the juice came out of the grapes. Is asurim, it's also wasa to use it. So drashi why gzeira shem yisrael lechatchila. If the rabbanu will be matthew to drink the juice, we're afraid you'll come to like the juice and you go vayt and squeeze out more grapes on Shabbos. So the rabbanu is also to drink the juice even if it came out by itself on Shabbos. We have Yehuda Weimer, it depends. Im li oichlin, if you brought these peris into the house to eat, much like an orange. When we buy oranges to bring home, our kavanah is to eat the oranges. Then he holds hayoytza mihen mutam. If by itself the orange got squashed and the juice came out of the orange, then you're allowed to drink the juice. Because there's no gzeri to come to squeeze it. Because you didn't buy it for the purpose of the juice. You bought it for the purpose of eating it. So we don't have any gzeri you come to squeeze it out to drink it. Mashenken vim lamashken, you brought home oranges, juice oranges, and when asked to squeeze out the juice, then hayoytza mihen, if by itself the juice came out on Shabbos, it's tak awesome. You're not allowed to drink the juice. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So who Rabbi Yehuda is being a bissel mekel? The chomim is mashma stam. Any time juice comes out of the fruit by itself, it's also to drink the juice. And if Yehuda says no, it depends. His little makom. If you bought the peris almanas to eat them, then we don't have this gezera. You're allowed to drink the juice if it came out by itself. Only if you bought the peris almanas to drink it. For drinking, then it's also to drink the juice that comes out by itself, because the gzera you come to squeeze it out on Shabbos. Weiter, so the Mishnah chalos devash shariska on the Shabbos. You have the chalos of honey, the beehives shariska near Shabbos that you squashed a little bit before Shabbos, and then v'yotzen meyatzman, and then on Shabbos the honey starts dripping out by itself. Still asurin. The Rabbanan is also to eat this honey, because the same zera maybe you come to squeeze it out for your dying. Shrashi chalos devash, meyachas shem rusakin hadvash. After you squash the beehives, zav me'elav. Then the honey, hadvash zav me'elav. The honey comes out by itself. Mitzrech shava from out of the wax. The derech le'soich soichte. It's not a derech so much to squeeze it now. Hilkach reb lezamater. Therefore that's the end of the Mishnah. Reb lezamater. Lezol's here, there's no zera. Because since it's a derech for the honey to come out by itself, we don't have the gzera to come to squeeze out the honey. It's a derech for it to come out by itself. See, Reb Lez's makom. Why, Peiris? He's maskim. If you have an orange and the juice starts to come out by itself on Shabbos, you can't drink that juice. Because normally the juice doesn't come out by itself, you have to squeeze it out. So it's a gzera, if you drink the juice that comes out by itself, you come to squeeze out more juice. Mashenkin honey, once it's squashed from before Shabbos, the derech is for it to come out by itself. So it's not a derech to squeeze it anymore. Therefore, Reb Lez is matim. Now, what's trying to come is trash from Moisrim, gzera otu shenim rusokim. To gzera otu, you have a beehive that's not squashed before Shabbos. Duma maraskalu. It's any time you come to use the honey that comes out on Shabbos, that's gzera, you'll take a fresh beehive and squeeze it on Shabbos, that's also. Soktim gemar. Tona. Lo yispoig biyayin. For the ration, we have the barrel of wine that broke before Shabbos, or broke on Shabbos. So you want to save the yayin, the Mishnah says you can't use a sponge in saving the yayin. Tona lo yaspig biyayin. You shouldn't use a sponge in saving the wine. For lo yatfeyach b'shemen. Who are then if a barrel of shemen broke, you shouldn't be matfiyach in saving it. That means putting your hands under to get the oil in your hand, and then you rub it off on the barrel. That's called yatfiyach. That's called an ubdu dechol. So tomorrow, shlo yasek derech shuaisa b'chol. There's no issa diraisa, but the rabbanon that's a malach is doymat yubdu dechol. So Rashi, v'yatfiyach machnis boy kapoy. You put your hands underneath it. V'ashem nidbak boy, and the shemen gets caught onto your hands. O mekan choy b'sfas hakli. And then you wipe your hands on the side of the kli, and the shemen goes back into the kli. So yasru mishum ubdu dechol. It's too much of a ubdu dechol. The rabbanon asked this. Tana rabbanon. Nispazru loy peiris b'chotzer. You're outside in your backyard. You have a barrel of apples, and the barrel of apples turned over and spread out in the chotzer. Is alocha malaket al yad al yad. You can collect now. Pick up one apple at a time. V'yoychol and eat it. Avoloy lo techasal. But you're not allowed to collect all the apples together and put them back in the basket. No, no type of a basket. It's also too much of a malach ubdu dechol. If it spreads out in the chutz, the mishtama goes far away to go pick them all together, that's an issur midrabbanan. Mishtama, though, when the son is mashma in the chutz or outside of the biyosar, mishtama, if it falls down in your house, you have a bag of apples in your house, and it falls down, the stomach doesn't spread out that much in your house, it's easy to pick up, the stomach, that wouldn't be the issa of Ubdu Dechil. It's only like it says, if it spreads out on the chotzer, that's an Ubdu Dechil to go collect them and pick them up. Then you'll be outside in your backyard, and you're serving something, you have a bag of apples, and then all by accident, the bag of apples spread out all over the chotzer, the chur would be also to go to collect them and put them back in the bag. They only be allowed to pick up the ones you want to eat now to eat. Right, ein trechten es appears. So on this, a schite, now I'll squeeze out peiris on Shabbos. And we'll soon see, certain peiris are also in the deraisa, yayin, anovim, v'zeisim, those are the two peiris that's an issue deraisa. If you squeeze out the grapes for the wine, or the olives for the shemen, that's an issue deraisa. Push it, other peiris are only also in the rabbonin. We'll see in the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We have Yehuda that says the kula, that if you have the peiris that you bought to eat, then the juice that comes out by itself, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos. So, but Yehuda is more than the chom say no. Mash, many times the juice comes out of the peiris on Shabbos, it's also to drink that juice on Shabbos. So the chom machmir, and Yehuda is mekel. Zogt am Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu, though you should know. Moidoy Rabbi Yehuda Lechomim, Rabbi Yehuda is Moidoy Lechomim, that sometimes is Osir at all times, Bezeisim V'yanovim. In the case we have olives and grapes, is even though you brought them home to eat them, but if by itself on Shabbos the juice comes out, Rabbi Yehuda is Moidoy, you're not allowed to use the juice. My timer, why are these different? Kivon Leschiteninu. About me ikur, a grape or an olive is oimet to squeeze out to get wine or to get the shemen. As a mela, even though you bought it, eat it, but we say now that the juice came out of it, it's yoyiv daite. When the stomach now you nicha with the juice, and once you have a little bit of juice, we're afraid you're going to want more juice, you're going to want more grape juice, you're going to want more shemen. So here, even Rabbi Yehuda's meida, it's also to drink the shemen or the yain that comes out of the grapes. Trashi moidi Rabbi Yehuda b'zaisim. The Afa gav dechnisim liyechel, even though you bought the grapes to eat, or the olives to eat, hayoytzim yanosar. But if by itself it comes out, the juice comes out, the grape juice comes out by itself, it's also to drink it. Why the chivon, the ruben, the schita kaimin? Since most grapes are going to squeeze out, is kiosl de mashka. Now that you got the grape juice out of it, yoyiv daitei. Now you see it's kishmak, the grape juice. The mehave nicha lebohachin. Mistama, you're going to be nicha with the grape juice. So as much as it comes out now, you're going to want more. So if you use as much as the gzeirah, you can't drink the juice that comes out by itself from the grapes and the shemen and the olives. That's Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul. So my baita. V'ulo Omar. Ula says no. V'ulo Omar. Rav says no. Rabbi Yehuda is still mechul given by zaysim v'yanovim. He doesn't make the gzeira. Rashi afilu b'zaysim v'yanovim. Hoyel v'han l'yochlem nichnesu. Since you bought them at chila, you bought them amanas to eat them. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make the gzeira. Now by itself, the grapes got squashed and the juice came out. You're allowed to drink the juice on Shabbos. As I had ulam rav. Rabbi Yechina noma halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'shaperis. Rabbi Yechon says, we pass along Rabbi Yehuda by Shaperis, that if you bought apples in your house, Amanas to eat them, and then by itself it got squashed out, or else you bought oranges to eat, and then by itself it got squashed and the juice came out, you're allowed to eat the peris. You're allowed to drink the juice. And Rabbi Yechon pass along Rabbi Yehuda by Shaperis. V'yein aloch Rabbi Yehuda b'zeisim v'yanovim. So Mashem Rabbi Yechon holds like Ula Marav said, that Rabbi Yehuda himself is mechulak in all cases. He holds himself even by Zaysim V'yanovim. If you bought them Lo'ichel, the juice comes out, you're allowed to drink the juice. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yechon just saying, how do we hold Halacha? Halacha we hold by Shaperis, by oranges. If you bought the orange home, Almanas, eat the orange, then if the juice comes out by itself on Shabbos, you're allowed to drink the juice. If you don't make any Xeria, you come to squeeze it out, since you bought it for eating. Mashenk, in the case of Zaysim V'yanovim, there, since Rov Zaysim or Anovim, most grapes are only for the juice, once it gets squashed and juice comes out, we're afraid you'll come to like the juice, and you'll invite to go and squeeze out more oranges, more grapes, so that's why it's awesome, Drabonin. Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Shino, Moide Hoye Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, Rabbi Yehuda is Moide Chachomim, the Zaysim V'yanovim. This is much like the first one, Yom. This is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shita. The same thing here. We had before. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he's moida hoi Rabbi Yehuda l'chachomim b'zeisim v'yanovim. He also knows, even Rabbi Yehuda himself is moida, that if you bought zeisim before Shabbos, almanas to eat them, or you bought grapes almanas to eat, and then you brought them home, and on Shabbos, it happened that the grapes got squashed, and the juice came out, it's also to drink the juice. Even though you bought the grapes to eat, because the gzeira, since the grape juice is gishmak, we're afraid once you drink the grape juice, you're going to want to have more grape juice. You squeeze the grapes out more. Weiter, aber moide chachomim to Rabbi Yehuda, the chachomim are moide to Rabbi Yehuda. They hold what? The b'shar peris. That by shar peris, it depends what you bought them for. If you bought them to eat, the chachomim are also moide them. If the juice comes out, you're allowed to drink the juice. So, b'zayif reti gemara, omole Rabbi Yimel, Rabbi Abba, ela b'may pligi. If you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda is moide to chachomim by seitzim v'yandofim, and Chachamah moided to Rabbi Yehuda by Shah Peris. So it was like, where's the Machlokes then? Like, where's the Machlokes if Yehuda and Chachamim? The Machlokes is, if you bought Peris home, Amanas teet. You bought an orange home, you had that teeted. And now by itself, the orange got squashed, are you allowed to drink the juice or not? That the Mishnah says, if Yehuda says in that case, you are allowed to drink the juice. And the Chachamim say, no, where's the Machlokes now? Go out and find it. If you'll be Mayan, you'll find the Machlokes. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Mistav Ratei Pshat, is like this. Betusim Rimonim Pligi. The Mechulek is by Tusim and Rimonim. That's by grapes and by berries. Tusim are berries and Rimonim are pomegranates. By pomegranates and berries, these are like a middle class. Like a row, not row, here like half people use it for juice and half people eat it for eating. Here's the Machlekes, the Tanya. There's a Farish of Bryce like this. Zaysim Shemoshach Mehem Shemin. If you have olives, that by itself the juice started to come out. Or else for Yanovim, you have grapes. Shemoshach Mehem Yayin, by itself it started that the juice came out of the grapes. Ve'echnisoi, and Metchilu, you bought these grapes. Bainly Oichlam, whether you had Das Metchilu to eat the grapes. Bain Lamashkin, whether Metchilu you bought them to drink them. Yishno Hayoitzim Henosim.